Norman. A police car in the driveway and the door wide open. The holster with its illegal weapon felt heavy as a stone. Then he almost turned to stone when he saw Rabin. And then he recognized Solo. His voice almost squeaked. What's going on here? I'm Lieutenant David Eakins and this is Sergeant Kabul Rabin. We apprehended this man fleeing after a robbery attempt. Solo looked straight at Norman. I'm telling you, I didn't rob nothing. It was all a big mistake. I got trapped in here and panicked. Have you ever seen this man before? David asked. I'm not sure, Norman said. He looks familiar. I don't know him from Adam, Solo said. It's like I said. Shut up, Eakins said. After he set off the alarm, he couldn't bust through the plastic doors, so he broke your stained glass window to escape. The house says it's worth $6,450. More than that, Norman said slowly. The artist was a friend, and he's dead now. $10,000, Solo said. Norman looked at him. What? Look, I don't know much about law, but if me and him agrees, can't we, like, change venue from a criminal offense to, like, a civil one? Him being the only aggrieved party? I don't know, Eakins said. House, did you follow that? Searching, the house said. Mason versus Hollabird, 2022. If both parties agree on the settlement and there is no objection from the state. $15,000, Norman said. $12,000, Solo said. If I even got $12,000. He pulled out his wallet and rifled through the bills, extracting the brick red ones. 9, 10, 11. I got 11 and some change. That's a lot of money for an innocent bystander to be carrying around, Rabin said. So my family don't believe in banks. That a crime now? He was armed, Eakins began. Legal, Solo said, holding out his wallet. Look, I got a goddamn permit. Eakins waved him down. You can get those permits in any truck stop in Georgia. What I mean, Professor Bell, is that his intent here might have been to do you harm. I wouldn't be too quick to let him buy his way out of it. That's a good point, Norman said. He has a jail record, Kabul said, down in Tampa. I was a kid, Solo said. Look, let me use the phone. I can make it 20. Like I say, I'm a private investigator. I can't take no jail term on my record. Adult jail? This is getting kind of complicated, Norman said, taking a calculated chance. I don't know, 20,000 would more than replace the window, but it's not as if we were poor. Maybe I ought to let you guys have him for my own safety. What, your safety? I don't mean you no harm. He doesn't have another weapon? Not of metal, Rabin said. I scanned him outside. Tell you what, Norman said, taking the phone off his belt and handing it to Solo. You guarantee me that 20,000, and then you and I will have a little talk. Agreed? Solo gave him a look he'd seen over many a poker table. What the hell do you have in your hand? Yeah, sure. I can use your John to make the call? Be my guest. Solo went down the hall toward a bathroom. I think you're making a mistake, Eakins said. This jerk's a career criminal if I ever saw one. He just hasn't been caught before as an adult. Oh, he's been caught, Norman said. And bought his way out of it. Like now. He looked toward the bathroom. You've got his weapon? I mean, you can keep it? By all means, Rabin said. We have to send it to Jacksonville for an FBI check. That's a federal law. And his change of venue doesn't mean anything with them. Why do you want to talk to him? Eakins asked Norman. I don't know. As you say, he probably didn't walk in off the street. Maybe I can find out what's going on. We're paid to do that, sir, Eakins said. If you really don't need the money, let us take him downtown. He's a felon now, and we could use drugs to make him talk. That would be really great. He's a felon, but he's a human being. If I decide to change the venue back... Solo came back up the hall and handed Norm the telephone. We'd done a direct credit exchange, he said. Check your amount at the credit union. You're $20,000 richer. Thought you didn't believe in banks, Eakins said. got friends who do. Norman took out his wallet and thumbed his bank card. He didn't actually remember how much had been in his liquid account, but $38,000 did seem like a lot. It was there. He held up the phone to the police. Any trouble, I'll call you guys. Thanks.
I wish you'd reconsider, Eakin said, but they both headed for the door.
What about my gun? Solo said. You'll get it back eventually, Rabin said. Just come by the station next week. He gave Norman one long look as they left. When the door clicked, Norman said,
House, we want privacy. Turn yourself off for 30 minutes, or until I push an alarm button.
Very well.